Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Listen up. It is about to go. Well, you know. You know how it go. Listen, man. This is just a warm-up. I told you, nigga been sick. But I wasn't going to back out tonight. That's where you know it's official. I wasn't going back out tonight. Because, you know, let me just get right into it, man, because I'm not going to be on there too long, take a couple calls and all that stuff, man. But check this out, man. There's some hoes running around the internet. Females and niggas, they group together, you know. You know. Niggas talking behind your back. Keith. And some talking direct. But the thing about it is, I've been quiet. Because, you know why? Because I thought things over time, you kind of forget about stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like a bad breakup. Only a stalker will still hound that girl that broke up with him. You dig? But a real nigga will be like, whatever. Over time, it's over it and moves on, you know? Yeah. But these hoes, you know, it's been 3 years. I ain't lying. It's been three. Look at your, let's think about your life for a second. What have you done in the last 3 years? Think about it. Pretty sure you've done a lot, right? You've probably done a lot of things in the last 3 years of your life. You would think these niggas have moved on. K-ho to go-ho. Jin Ho, all these weirdos, Keith and I don't even remember half of these weirdos. The other ones too, the fake Crip. Who, you know, you got your own. You would think after getting, you started your own group, the Bootleg Smash Mouth. And let's be clear, man. I hear everything. I know about everything. From the Bootleg group to No Filter, you niggas still talking about soul. Did that really hurt your feelings? Is your life that horrible? I mean, who are you mad at? Me and Dylan. Stop with all the tough talk. Y'all remember when K.O. was on here? All the tough talk. Oh, I'm gonna do. Oh yeah, well, yeah. I remember when he was in that steroid rage. You know, threatened to slap me. What, 3 years ago, my nigga? You said, and let's be clear. I hear through the grapevine you being dangled. What? You, come on, man. If you really wanted to do something, you would have been did it. Shut up. Let's clear. You're not a tough guy. You're a professional meme maker or meme, whatever you call them things. You're a professional meme maker. What happens whenever somebody goes against K.O.? What does he do? He gets mad, goes to his little meme workshop, and makes about 10 memes to go and, you know, that ain't gangster. This is the same guy that said, pray for me, I'm going to court. I might be going away for long this time. what gangsters you know. And I'm not saying you try to call yourself a gangster or anything, but what tough guy you know sat around and orchestrated really fine pencil memes all day. I don't know any thugs, any gangsters, any tough guys, any pimps, any macs, any players. I don't know any that sits around making memes all day. Come on, man. The gods must be crazy. I mean, look at this. Look at what's going on, man. Smash my... Look, I'm sorry. Is that what you want? I'm sorry. I'm sorry I made your life miserable for kicking you out of a Facebook group. Niggas' lives have not been the same since they left the Smash. You see it? You guys are too old for this. What? I thought you was too busy getting all the honeys. I thought you was too busy doing all... Let me get... I know. You're getting the honeys and you're smashing on them. Like, you're not really smashing. How can you smash on somebody who ain't there? I'm not there. But please believe something, K.O. Wherever I'm at, in Dago, and you think... Let's be clear. You ever come to a club event I do, and you think you're going to get a fair one? It won't be because I wouldn't want to give it to you. It's because niggas really got love for me in these streets. And you'll get mopped. Just like I'm sure if I went to your hood saying I'm going to do this to you and your boys are standing out there, nigga, I wouldn't get the fair one. Niggas, come on, man. Let's just be clear. You're not going to do nothing, so stop trying to talk tough because you're not. Goddamn professional meme makers. My God. Stop with you. Oh, I thought you was... Oh, man, I could go off. Everybody was balling out of control for a minute. Now niggas got basic jobs now? I know. Y'all could care less, right? And don't be fooled, people. People, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by what you see in their bootleg group. Don't be fooled when you go. Shout out to my boy Malawi. Yeah, you remember Malawi, KO, don't you? Yeah. You met up with him. He saw you at the tailgate, and you backed down. You backed down. All of a sudden, it was just the internet. It was just joke. But when you met up in person, what did you do? Not a damn thing, man. Shout out to Malawi, man. I might get you kicked out of a few groups, man, but you know. But, like, don't be fooled, people. Don't be fooled. We're in other groups together. They don't say nothing. You know why they don't say nothing? Because they're outnumbered. See, if I was to go into the bootleg group, they'd be all on me like a old suede suit. They'd be all on me. If I went into No Filter, they'd smash on me. You know why? Because they got all their little yes men, their little homies. They all click together, you know. They all click together there, in those groups there. But see, if those other groups win, come out and say something weird, people look at them like, get out of here with that. Y'all stupid. Like, what are you doing? Because people know the real, recognize real. And M. Dot, man, you running around with these clowns. Man. My apologies, man. I know. The lives are miserable now. It's miserable. How can you just be this miserable in life? And that's the difference between the devils and the gods, my nigga. You can't defeat the gods. These niggas are so, look at their lives. What are they doing with it? What are they doing? Oh, man, everybody, it's just the internet. If it's just the internet, then why are you so worried about what Zoe does? It is weird to me. I find it kind of fascinating at the same time, but it's weird. I wouldn't even, oh, my God, come on, man. Really? After all this time, you're still creating memes of me? I'm box office, man. I'm sick. I'm box office. My birthday tomorrow. My boy Bill said, be easy on him, man. Don't even go in on him. You know, and I'm not. Because this is just a warm-up. Next week, though? Yeah. Yeah. Once the voice recovers, yeah. Y'all really gonna see what it is. But, you know, I'll let them keep creating memes in their little meme workshop. Yeah, I ain't got that much time, man, but whatever. I'll answer a couple calls. I don't care, man. Phone lines are blowing up. You know, this is what I do. See, 2015, I chilled. But the sun don't chill. So I came back. 2016. Yeah, I know you watching. You're hating it. And you know, one more thing. You know why they're so worried about what I do. You know why? Burn their souls. It's ether. And you know what ether does? Ether burns. First caller. In order of the longest way. Yeah. Last four digits. 1, 2, 3, 2.
Yeah, this is Winston Raider Nation up in this bitch.
What up, man?
What's up, bro?
What's going on with it?
Oh, man, same old, same old. What's up with you?
Oh, yeah. Before I just had to get that out the way. But speaking of sports, you know, I really don't care. But yeah, Dallas stink. We can get that out the way.
Yeah, they y'all fucked up this season, bro. What you was talking about earlier, that's between you and them. I don't know nothing about none of that shit. So, you know, I was just calling about this little punk ass season and shit. You know.
Yeah, speak on it. I mean, y'all looked promising before, but you know.
The Raiders. I mean, I'm a Raider win, lose, or tie. So we did some little positive things. You know, we'll see what happens in the off season and the draft and free agency and shit. We got a lot of space, so you know, or a lot of cash, I should say. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know, man. This was a weird season. It went by fast. I guess it goes fast when you're losing. I thought it would go slower because we're losing. It seemed like it sped up because we were losing.
Nah, that shit was fast to me too, man. You know.
I mean, I don't know, man. And now when I look at the league, I don't know, man.
Huh. Losing. Well, They just I just got a notification, well, I shouldn't say just, but maybe about a couple of hours ago, about the Chargers, Raiders, and Rams all putting in, you know, petitions to move to L.A. and shit. So that's something else to, you know.
Well.
So we'll see what happens with that.
As much as I talk about the stinking Chargers, I wouldn't want them to leave the city. I mean, who else am I going to have? Who else can I make fun of while I'm sitting in the city? I mean, I can't. Padres, that's an automatic. They stink. But the Bucks, Both is good for the city, man. I ain't gonna lie. They're good for the city. But the owner, man, you don't want to pay. You don't want to pay.
Nah. Something. Because they would make a killing down in Seaport Village over by the convention center and shit. They would clean up.
Man.
There's plenty of money out here.
My proposal is tear down Jack Murphy Stadium and rebuild it.
Huh.
I don't understand. Tear it down. Play at San Diego State for 2 years or however long it's going to take.
Right.
I don't get it. Ain't that what Minnesota did?
I don't know. Okay.
I thought they played at the nearest at the college field while their stadium was getting built.
Didn't the Cardinals do that shit too? They played at the college or something. I think that's who I was thinking about. I thought the Cardinals did that shit too.
I could be wrong, but I know it could be done because somebody already did it.
Right.
You know, so I just don't know, man. Maybe it's just out of my knowledge of knowing what goes behind the scenes with building a stadium and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, that's a lot of space where the stadium's at now. And you telling me you can't knock down that concrete barn and rebuild a new stadium?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. The only thing they did over there is touch it up. I remember when they did that. When they remodeled or whatever they claim they did to it, to me it just seemed like they just put those banners up around the thing and said they remodeled it. But it could be done, man. Spano don't want to spend no money there. He'd rather already have this L.A. thing popping and just move.
Yeah.
That's the net thing.
Well, that's what it looks like because it seemed like he never did anything, you know, to try to stay there or whatever.
Yeah, no. Hold on, man. Hold on.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to figure out who this last four digits 7502. Oh, hold on. What up?
What's happening, man? It's Emma. How you doing?
Emma! What's up?
Hey, I got on the call late, man. Who you fussing at? Why you mad? Why you fussing? I thought you was being nice tonight. What happened?
You know, I am being nice. You know, I'm in a different space, man. It's just these weirdos still talking. I don't understand. 3 years have passed, and niggas are still crying about being kicked out of Smash Bros. It's great. It's crazy.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I shut the hell up.
You know, it's just the meme creators. You know, they create professional memes. You know, if you ever need a meme done, you know where to go.
Damn.
Yeah, I got my go-tos. Okay, then.
But anyway,
how's your boat ride going?
Huh?
I said, how's your boat ride going, your fishing trip?
What the hell?
Anyway. I'm not calling it the yacht life. What is that?
Wait a minute. Who y'all playing? Who y'all playing next week?
Cincinnati.
Bengals.
Oh, yeah. Your season over.
Pittsburgh gonna run through the Bengals, man.
Hell nah.
Pittsburgh gonna fuck with them. Unfortunately, I don't care about either team. Fuck both of them. But I think, you know, just looking at each team and shit. I think puck-ass Pittsburgh going to do it.
I think
Denver going to fuck with Pitt, though. That's what I'm thinking.
Did you see what we did to Denver?
No, I probably was in a weed coma or something. I don't remember what happened.
Man, they were getting busy the first half, and then we shut that shit down from the second quarter on. They got nothing.
That's cool, because I hate Denver, too, so whatever. That's cool.
You need to take them all out.
Yeah, fuck it. But end up in a tie for all I give a shit. What?
Yeah, Denver stink. They ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if KC
surprised a lot of people.
Right. Them niggas won 10 in a row, man. They was 1-5 and shit, man. I was clowning them motherfuckers, and they won 10 in a fucking row like it was nothing. I'm like, what the fuck?
And they coming in hot. They coming in hot.
Yeah, see, and that's something, man. That makes a difference. Makes a difference.
Makes a big difference. Makes a big difference. But, you know, I think old whatever his name is, the coach of Cincinnati,
Marv Lewis. Marv Lewis.
Yeah, I think he finally gonna get over the hump. Sorry, Amber. I think he finally gonna get his first W in the playoffs. So
no,
I don't know.
No, they sold themselves this week. They're not doing nothing. Nobody's worried about the bank, and they shouldn't be.
I mean, they just have like some kind of like where they just get fire under their ass or something. They fell off ever since your boy Dalton went out. Them niggas wasn't the same.
Yeah, no, that's true. But they saying he's going to come back this week.
But again, like I said, unless they catch fire under their ass where they just, you know, become the team they were before, I think Pitt going to get them because Pitt got a sick-ass offense right now. Right? The motherfuckers is on fire and shit.
Mm-hmm. And we hate the Bengals right now, more so than just the team rivalry, but the injury to Bell and whatnot. We hate them motherfuckers. Hate them.
You see, that's the
you
thing.
You see all that animosity in the last game we had, all that animosity, all that trife? Mm-mm. It's not going to be it's going to be a game of the century. I think this rivalry is going to end up being worse than against the Ravens, in my opinion, because it's a lot of bad blood, and that bad blood's going to get shed on that field. And Bengals ain't going to come out alive, man. I'm just...
Well,
y'all
the run game is done, though. That's the thing. The run game is
I
done.
Let me do that. You said who's done?
Bell's gone. Stewart's gone. Your run game is done.
No, we got. You know what? I haven't followed up on Williams to see how bad his injury is. I know he has a boot on right now, but I mean, you know, we'll make do with what we have. You know, we always find a way. You know, that's the Steeler. That's the Steeler line, man. Next man up. Standard is standard. I mean, you know, all those cliches and shit. We're not gonna just lay down because you know Bell and Williams is down. We got Tufan or whatever that young motherfucker's name is. You know, he didn't get much yardage at all this last game.
Bruh.
Give him a week to practice, get something. You know, get something going. Look, I gotta be positive. I'm gonna sell it. I'm gonna try to sell it.
Are you kidding me right now?
Bruh.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna try to sell it because I don't know.
Oh my god. Ben is going to be like 50 times this game. He going to throw at least 50 times. Cause
it's going to be a lot of passing yards.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of passing. And I appreciate it because I got him on my fantasy league. So I appreciate all of that. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm looking good there. Fantasy league, I got Ben and I got Cam Newton. So I'm looking good right now.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I had Cam for my fantasy. Yeah. That boy blew me up.
That's all you need right now. Cam averaging 30 in fantasy.
Yep, sure does.
But anyway, I don't know, man. I think... This, which is good to me, but I think it's going to be two totally different teams in the bowl this year. I don't think it's going to be Patriots and Seattle. No, I think it's going to be two surprises nobody thought would get to the bowl.
Like
I mean,
the Cardinals or something?
Yeah, like something different. I just think, you know, the Mafia is going to come in and set all that down and, you know, Pittsburgh ain't gonna make it. Denver ain't gonna make it.
So KC would be the only logical choice there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I just can't see that.
KC, Carolina.
I mean, is it a blockbuster matchup? No. But, I mean, Cam might get it. Yeah, Cam might get it. I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be cool.
If he get it.
I would, you know, that'd be cool if Cam get that shit.
It'd be cool. One more for the black.
I mean, you know. Shit, everybody roots for their own. Fuck it. Yeah. Niggas just have to hide shit sometimes.
As long as Pittsburgh ain't there.
What?
I said, if Pittsburgh don't get it, then I would love to see Cam get it. Just for the fact that it's him.
Right.
Pittsburgh ain't getting it. I don't
know. I just want to see a good game, you know? Not like that, what was the Super Bowl? Was it Denver that got ran through a couple years ago?
Yes, it was Denver. That shit was funny as fuck. Yes, it was Denver.
Horrible.
I was laughing the whole fucking game, man. That shit had me dying.
Yeah, that was funny.
Horrible.
40 to 8 up in that ass.
Shit. But yeah, man. Nigga sick. Tired. But.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna wish you well, sir.
I'm gonna wish you well,
Winston. I'm wishing you well also. Happy New Year,
you both. You as well.
Thank you. I'm gonna go make sure this brat is actually doing some kind of studying or homework, you know?
Right.
Huh?
Thanks for calling. You know, I'll be back next week. This is just a little warm up. This is just to make sure everything's working correctly. You know.
Okay, yeah. I'll definitely be tuned in. All right.
I'll be tuned in and shit. Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
All right.
Bruh.
All right.
Yeah, everything's good. Okay. Yeah, Wayne.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you calling. Like I said, this is just a warm up, just to make sure niggas know what's up, man. Ain't no games being played. You know, everything's back for 2016. I'm back on the grizzly and all that stuff, man. These niggas talking, but ain't really doing nothing. You know, it's funny to me.
That's that internet bullshit I used to get. You know, like all. Fucking not really caught up in, but I'd be like, yeah, if I see these motherfuckers, man, you know, but now I just kind of, you know, I just brush it off now. It's like, fuck you, that shit's retarded. You know.
It's beyond retarded, but, you know, I guess, you know, I don't know, man. Like I said, man, I'm sorry. I apologize. I made niggas' lives miserable. You know, I didn't know I had that much power, but I guess.
That's they bad. Shit, that ain't got shit to do with you. Shit. Yeah, motherfuckers be putting other, you know, be putting their problems on other motherfuckers. They be externalizing and shit. That's whack, man. That's some shit they have control over. Motherfucking mad you because they butt hurt and shit. I'm just saying. I don't know who you talking about. I don't know what you're saying. In general, it's the same bullshit concept, though. You know. Go ahead.
It is what it is, man, you know. But at the end of the day, my whole thing is about the sports, man. We're going to get back to that. It's just sometimes I got to let these suckers know I ain't, you know, not paying attention to their little suckerisms, these sucker moves and they crying and they, you know, whatever, they meme creations and they meme woodshop classes and all that.
Damn.
Stuff. You know, I'm trying to let these suckers know that I that's about it, man. But, you know, we back to the sports next week, doggy. You know,
yeah, for sure. I'm going to try to watch more sports this year, my damn self. I've been kind of busy lately and shit, so.
Exactly. But much love, my nigga. I'm about to take these meds, call it a night.
Right.
And do what I do, man. But we'll be back next week. I'll put it in there.
All
right, bro. All right, boy.
All right. You take it easy.
What's up?
Late.
Smashes in your missus. Smash mouth in your mouth. Straight. Y'all know what it is, man. So.